Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum. Welcome, everybody. A lot of new faces in the Rules Committee, a lot of old faces as well. First, I just want to make sure that we take the time to introduce our staff, and then after that, I'd like to go around and have all the members introduce themselves briefly. First, we have Janelle Bolka. She's our committee legislative assistant, my personal legislative assistant. She's fantastic. You remember her from last year. Casey Peterson is the committee administrator, and you may be needing to email her if you need any assistance as well. She's also in her second year here as the committee administrator. And then joining us just temporarily for House GOP is Chelsea Whitman. That would be just a temporary, and then there'll be a switch at some point. And then Dave Sullivan from House DFL Research, Pat McCormick from House Research, and then our committee page, if you could stand up, Jorge Mendoza. So let's welcome them all. Thanks, staff. We look forward to working with you all. And now, why don't we start at that side, if you could just represent, state your name and your district briefly.
Yes. Representative Marion O'Neill from 29B, which is Buffalo, Monticello, and Maple Lake.
Representative Dennis Smith, District 34B, Maple Grove, and Osseo.
Representative Deb Keel, District 1B, Pope, Red Lake, and Pennington counties, easier than communities.
Representative John Applebaum, District 44B, Minnetonka, Plymouth, Woodland.
Mike Freiberg, District 45B, all are parts of Crystal, Golden Valley, New Hope, and Robbinsdale.
Melissa Hortman, District 36B, Coon Rapids and Brooklyn Park.
I'm Erin Murphy, back to rules like a bad habit, and I represent District 64A, St. Paul.
Peggy Flanagan, 46A, and I represent Golden Valley, St. Louis Park, Plymouth, and Medicine Lake.
Joyce Pepin, 34A, Rogers, Maple Grove, and Dayton. Sorry.
Representative Cindy Pugh from Chanhassen, House District 33E, and I also represent 9 of the 16 communities around Lake Minnetonka.
Madam Chair, Dave Baker, new member to Rules, looking forward to serving here from Candiota County, District 17B.
And the new Vice Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam Chair.
Bob Gunther, District 23A, Fairmont.
Chris Wozinski, House District 16A, Nordland Township.
Jim Nash, 47A, Carver County.
Representative Kelly Fenton, 53, Woodbury.
Jane Pilowski, parts of Winona County, City of Winona.
Jim O'Driscoll, District 13B in Central Minnesota.
Tony Albright, House District 55B, Prior Lake and Jordan.
Great. Well, today, members, we're going to just do some kind of housekeeping items. We're going to get the house in order, so we'll have some policies and resolutions to do that. We do this every 2 years. So I'm going to have our various members move them, and then we will have our staff as well presenting, the Hester Parish presenting. So if we could have Ms. Knight, Mr. Reinholz, and Mr. Meyerson please come to the testifying tables to answer the questions and go through the resolutions as we work through them, that would be great. And also, if you could introduce yourselves before you speak for the tape, that would be great as well. Welcome to the committee. Who wants to start? Ms. Knight?
Elena, Human Resources Director. Members, before you, you will see a packet of reports, and it represents the appointments, the terminations, and also the changes in status that have occurred in the House since the last Rules Committee meeting. You may see some people on more than once, which means that perhaps they've come and left and then come back. In addition to that, you will also see the House roster, which we approved at the beginning of the biennium, of all current and temporary staff on the payroll as of January 4th.
I believe we have to move this, Representative Albright.
Chair, I'd like to move the 2017 personnel reports, that they be approved.
Are there any questions for members? Okay, seeing none, Representative Albright renews his motion that the personnel reports as presented here today, January 5th, 2017, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next, we will go to 2017 HR T1, Policy on Service Award Program. I go to Representative Fenton for the motion, and then we'll...
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that the 2017 HR P1 Policy on Service Award Program be approved.
Ms. Knight, to the motion.
Members, the Policy on Service Award Program is a policy that we have to recognize our employees' joint service with the state of Minnesota. This is the same policy that was approved by this committee in previous sessions.
Any questions, members? Okay, Representative Fenton renews her motion that 2017 HR P1, the Policy and Service Award Programs, be approved. All votes in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next, we will, hopefully they're all in order, but we'll go to 2017 HR P2, Policy on Donated Vacation Time.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that the 2017 HR P2 Policy on Donated Vacation Time be approved.
So moved. Ms. Knight, to explain the policy.
Madam Chair, members, the policy on donated vacation time is a policy that allows House staff to donate their accrued vacation time to an employee who has had a serious illness that lasts 6 weeks or longer and upon exhaustion of all their accrued vacation and sick time. This is a similar policy with is currently in effect in the executive branch, and there's no changes to this policy from previous sessions.
Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know a few years ago we changed the vacation donation program for, executive branch employees to allow bereavement time. So because there was an employee whose spouse passed away, and he was not able to use any of the donated vacation time following her death. Would this apply in those circumstances for House staff?
Madam Chair, Representative, this would, if they exhausted their vacation and or sick time and sick time, excuse me, this would allow, as long as we had a medical note, which in many cases of bereavement we do receive, this would allow donated time to be used.
Representative Freiberg, additional?
Okay, no.
Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative Gunther renews his motion that 2017 HR P2, the policy on donated vacation time, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Nay. The motion prevails. Next, we'll take up 2017 HR P3, policy on compensation time and time card policy. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move before the committee House Resolution, Resolution 2017 HR-P3 on policy on compensation time, compensation time and time card policy approval.
Ms. Knight?
Madam Chair, members, this is the House policy on compensation time and time card policy. And the changes that are in here represent the changes that the committee had made during the last session. And to allow an accrual of up to 220 hours of comp time in an annual period. So other than that, there have been, this represents what was approved in session in 2015.
Any questions, members, or discussion? Seeing none, Representative O'Driscoll renews his motion that 2017 HR P3, the policy on compensation time and time card policy, be approved. All votes in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. motion prevails. We'll take up 2017 P1 policy on the payment of per diem living expenses during interim. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that 2017-P1 policy on payment of per diem living expenses during interims be approved.
Mr. Reinholtz, so state your name for the record.
Members, I'm Jim Reinholtz, House Controller. I'll take up that one. There's going to be some intermixed ones here. Bob will take up some, and I'll take up some, but this one's mine. This is the policy that governs the payment, as it says, per diem during interims. It's very much similar to the substance of the policy that was in effect 15 and 16. What it allows for is members to be paid per diem expenses to come to committee meetings in the first section, basically, and then the second section covers the program where members have up to 10 days during the interim to come down to the constituent service at the Capitol, and they're eligible for per diem if they're from over 50 miles away for lodging. As I said, it's the same policy as 15 and 16.
Any questions, members, or discussion? Seeing none, Representative O'Neill renews her motion that 2017 P1 policy on the payment of per diem living expenses during interim be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay. The motion prevails. Next up, House File, 2017 R1, the resolution on the House Chaplain, Representative Swidzinski.
Madam Chair Pepin, I'd like to move that the 2017 R1 resolution on House Chaplain be approved.
Thank you, Mr. Reinholtz.
Madam Chair, members, this resolution allows actually for the House to pay the chaplains the $35 a day that they receive. There is no chaplain of the House right now, so the honorarium, unless this legislature chooses a chaplain, has not been spent in recent years and would not be now.
Thank you, Mr. Reinholtz. Any member questions or discussion? Seeing none. Representative Swidzinski renews his motion that 2017 R1, the resolution on House Chaplain, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next up, 2017 R2, resolution on leadership compensation. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that 2017-R2 resolution on leadership compensation be approved.
Mr. Reinholtz, to explain, please.
Madam Chair, members, this resolution allows for the additional payment, 140% of normal compensation to the leadership, the Speaker of the House, the Chair of the Committee on Rules, and the House Minority Leader. This is allowed in statute section 3.00 or 099 sub 3. This puts that into place.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. I will be abstaining from this vote since it directly impacts me. Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Representative. I don't know whether to call you Madam Chair, Majority Leader, or Representative Pepin, but all of those things I will be abstaining also.
Okay, any other questions from members? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Albright renews his motion that 2017 R2, the resolution on leadership compensation, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next up, 2017 R4, resolution on members' personalized stationery allocation. Representative Gunther.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that 2017 R4 resolution on members' personalized stationery allocation be approved.
Okay, Mr. Meyerson, could you just state your name for the tape and then...
Madam Chair, I'm going to cover that one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
This allows the members to order their stationery for the next 2 years for the biennium. The amounts and stationery approved here that can be ordered is the same as previous years.
Any other questions or discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Gunther renews his motion that 2017 R4 resolution on members' personalized stationery allocation be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next up is 2017 R5 resolution on postage. Representative O'Driscoll.
Madam Chair, I move the resolution 2017-R5 on postage be approved.
Mr. Meyerson, to you.
Madam Chair, members, this resolution.
Mr. Meyerson, please make sure you state your name for the tape. I don't think
Bob Meyerson, Chief Sergeant of Arms. This resolution gives us parameters and direction regarding postage for House members and departments. It's relatively the same, basically the same from that which was in effect over 15 and 16, with the exception we changed to make it more accurate, one change calling Department of Administration Central Mail Services rather than an antiquated out-of-date title, and then in addition we just made some minor changes to the titles of the departments and how they're addressed.
Any member questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative O'Driscoll renews his motion that 2017 R5, the resolution on postage, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next on the list, 2017 R6, resolution on reimbursement of member communication expenses. Representative O'Neill.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that the 2017 R-R6 resolution on reimbursement of member communication expenses be approved.
Mr. Reynolds.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this resolution allows for the payment of the allowance to members of up to $125 per month, as it says, communication expenses, and it's in the past, it includes the internet services at additional residential phone line, wireless services, or other communication needs that members have to stay in touch with their constituents.
Any questions or discussion from members? Seeing no further discussion, Representative O'Neill renews her motion that 2017 R6, the resolution on reimbursement of member communication expenses, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. 2017 R7, resolution on administration of high school PAGE program is next. Representative Suzinski.
Madam Chair Pepin, I would like to move that the 2017 R7 resolution on administration of high school PAGE program be approved.
Mr. Meyerson.
Madam Chair, members, Bob Meyerson. This is a resolution that gives us, again, guidance for how to manage the high school PAGE program. Subsequently, very little change, with the exception of we eliminated, if there's openings through the program, we don't do it through a lottery, but more of a selection process to make the assignment more even throughout the districts. At this time, we're allowed 80 high school pages per year. Obviously, we have more than that. We just want to make sure that it's done in a fair and equitable manner. The lottery gives us more ability to do so. Secondly, increase the amount from $50 a day to $75 a day for lodging, and that's because of the twofold increase in the hotel we've been using. Recent renovation, and they've increased the cost and also gives us the ability to consider other lodging alternatives.
Thank you. Any questions from members? Seeing no discussion, Representative Swudzinski renews his motion that 2017 R7, the resolution on administration of the high school PAGE program, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. 2017 R8, resolution on photographic equipment usage credit, is up next. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that 2017-R8, the resolution on photographic equipment credit, be approved.
Mr. Reynolds.
Madam Chair, members, the house photographers, the policy we have is they use their own equipment, and that's been the longstanding policy, and reimbursement for that we've always given them a payment. This allows me to make that payment of $2,000 a year.
Members, any questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative Albright renews his motion that 2017 R8, the resolution on photographic equipment usage credit be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Next up is 2017 R9, resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets. Representative Fenton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that the 2017-R9 resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets be approved.
Is it? Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, practices has been for this committee to give the committees in the minority caucus a starting budget, a small starting budget at this point in the session. I think you were handed out spreadsheets. Everybody should have a spreadsheet that shows what those budgets are established at here in this resolution. That gives them small amount of money to start the year, and then it's normal for this committee to increase that.
Member questions or discussion? If not, Representative Fenton renews her motion that 2017 R9 resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. We are not taking up the housing resolution today. I just have a couple questions. I want to get a chance to talk to the minority leader about that. And that's all the business I have. Any other business for today? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.